So, first of all, can you tell me about Immune Lab and also who you are?
Okay. I'm Cleon O'Farrelly. I'm Professor of Comparative Immunology here in Trinity. And one of the things that we've wanted to do here in the exhibition is try and communicate our excitement about our research. But also what we want to do is get people involved in actually doing some of the research with us. So what we're looking at are immune genes. And we're looking at differences in immune genes for different people. And how we're doing that is we're getting people to give some of their DNA. So they wash out their mouth with a special solution, with salt solution, and that washes cheek cells from their cheeks. And out of that, we're able to get DNA. And so you'll see some of the people out there swirling around the fluid, mm-hmm. and they can actually see their own DNA.
Okay.
So what we're able to do is then take that, and then using this machinery here in the lab, we're able to analyze that DNA.
Okay.
And what we're able to find is whether there is a particular difference in genes, in a particular immune gene that is responsible for variation in how people respond to infection. So let me put that in English. I have a picture here, which you can't see on radio, of course, but this is a picture of a molecule that's very important in reacting against bacteria. This molecule is sitting in the membrane of a cell, which can kill bacteria and viruses. And if this molecule detects a pathogen close by, it grabs the pathogen and then activates a signal through the membrane and into the nucleus of the cell, activating it and making the cell then reactive against the pathogen. Okay? So this molecule, which here to you now is really complicated, is coded for by a particular gene.
Yeah.
And this is the sequence of the gene. Down below, there's a whole sequence of letters. There's actually only four types of letters here, but that gives you the information of the gene. There's about 1,000 of them here, okay? Now, if one of these is different here, just one of those letters
either
C or T, depending on whether you have a C or a T, you have a change right here in the middle of the molecule, okay? And that change will make this molecule either better or worse at reacting with the pathogen.
Okay.
And this has only very recently been discovered, mm-hmm. and what we're really interested in finding out is whether Irish people have much of this change, mm-hmm. and how many of them do.
And what pathogen is it? Is it giving you more, I don't say resistance, it's not resistance, but it's a better response to
viruses. This particular one responds to viruses.
Okay.
And what we're going to be able to tell is, as I said, how many of the population have this resistance. And what we've done is we've asked people a very simple questionnaire, and we've asked people whether they've ever been hospitalized for an infection, and then we've asked them how many times do they get the common cold, mm-hmm. in the 18 months. Do they get it rarely, medium time, or lots?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to correlate that information
with the
DNA.
Yeah.
So we will actually get some useful, an original piece of research
out of this exhibit.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Great.
Isn't it really cool?
Well, thanks. Thanks a million. This is a fantastic exhibit.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. So we're really excited about the results.